Ooh. Best memory on the field. I'd have to say it was a playoff game. Getting that starting nod. Well, unfortunately, you know, Jerome went down right before the game.
He had to go into the training room. He received a shot. It hit a nerve.
And Jerome doesn't have feeling in that part of his right leg. Therefore, Coward told me he does not think Jerome Bettis will be able to start.
Knowing that the confidence that Coward had in me and the rest of the teammate to go out there and for me to go out there and perform the way I did, I always had confidence in myself. But I just, you know, wanted to have that, have my teammates realize that they can count on me to go out there and get the job done.
You can't help wondering if the Steelers missed the bus, and do they miss him now?
Gibbs is there away, up over the top for the Steelers touchdown.
If nobody would have put a hand on him, he'd have gone through the goalpost for a field goal.
Knowing that Jerome went down, there was no time to you know, contemplate, oh, how am I going to do? I had to go out there and play ball. That's why they brought me in, and going out there, the crowd, and you know, everything was just kind of so surreal. But it happened so fast. But it was something that I felt I was ready for, and I proved it. You know, normally when you're a young guy, you come in, you know, veterans have the tendency to give you a hard time. You're playing the same position. You know, it's a competition. You know, it made it easier because Jerome is such a nice guy. It made everything a lot smoother because we had the kind of young brother, big brother relationship. Kind of took me under his wings, and we hit it off pretty well. You know, early, it was easy to talk to him when there was things that I didn't understand as far as how to be a professional, what to expect as a pro in this town, Pittsburgh. You know, we just kind of talked about life in general, football, things to do as far as learning the plays, and things like that. Made the transition for me a lot smoother.
There's Amos Arraway. He turns upfield. He's got running room. That's a Steelers first down.
And I've played with, you know, top-notch organizations. But to me, personally, there's none like the Steelers. I mean, you can go to Mexico. You can go anywhere in the world. And that Steeler, you know, emblem is like no other. It's pride that comes with it because you know that you're part of something that's big, that's it's not just about you. It's about a way of life, a way of it means so much because not only I wasn't traded to the Steelers, I wasn't, you know, there was no deal made. I was drafted to them. So they wanted me from the beginning. So that for me was something special.